T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to the Western Hotline. Former Buffalo Bill turned radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker is joining us. And Insider Calls brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Ross, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, guys. I am fantastic. You actually don't know how fantastic I am, because as soon as we're done talking, I wanted to make sure I had good audio for you guys. I'm hopping in my car, like I've done many, many times before, and driving the 5 hours from Pennsylvania up to Buffalo. I'm calling the game nationally for Westwood One. So obviously not for you guys there, GR, it'll be Murph and Tasker, but people in Kansas and California and wherever will be able to hear me calling the game. So really looking forward to it, looking forward to getting back up there. And honestly, you know, I was so mad at the Titans, because when the Titans pushed everything back and the NFL said it would be a Sunday game, I don't think Westwood One was going to do it. But then when they pushed it back to a Monday, the game was back on. So when it was Thursday, I was driving up to do it. Sunday, I was off. Monday, I was back on. So roller coaster of emotions for me just to be able to drive up to my old stomping grounds and call a game that I'm very, very fired up about, between the Chiefs and the Bills.
Why are you very, very fired up about this game?
Well, so first of all, obviously I was hoping they would both be undefeated. That didn't happen. We all saw what happened Sunday to the Chiefs and Tuesday night to the Bills. But I still think they are two of the, I don't know, five teams in the AFC that I think has a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl. You know, certainly those two, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tennessee, I think are the teams right now that have shown me enough. Now, do I think the Bills are going to do that this year? Probably not. It seems like there's usually a progression, right? I think this seems like a year where the Bills win the division, maybe win a playoff game or two. I'm not sure that, you know, they'd be ready to win an AFC championship game, but I certainly think that the Bills are ready to take the next step and win the division, win the playoff game, like I said. And Kansas City's really interesting to me, because they've shown some real vulnerabilities three of their five games this year. You know, everybody in Kansas City's mad at me because I said they're not going to repeat. I said they're not going to be a dynasty. And I said that because it's just really, really hard to do that. I mean, there's a reason why nobody's done it other than the Patriots since, what, the Cowboys in the early 90s? I mean, it's really, really hard to do. They are witnessing that right now. They just lost Kelechi Osemele, their left guard, for the year. But they should have lost the Chargers game. They didn't play great against the Patriots. If Brian Hoyer didn't have those terrible games, they might have lost that one. And then they did lose to the Raiders. So despite the fact that they've got Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, they're not like some unbeatable, they're clearly going to win the whole thing team at all.
No, I think we were just talking about that a little bit earlier. And I think – and the other part of that – Ross, is of all these times you've come back to Buffalo and you've watched the Bills, there's a real offense here now. I mean, we know Kansas City can score. Guess what? The Bills can too. Like, they have a real passing attack, and they have an explosive offense, and they didn't have a good night in Tennessee. But this offense, it's, you know, it is different than most offenses we've seen around here the last 15, 20 years. They can put up points.
No, and you know what's weird is it seems like the Bills, I mean, this is the best offense the Bills have had in a long, long time. They actually have, I believe they have a beautiful roster. I've said this all offseason. I think Brandon Bean's done an unbelievable job. I mean, when you have guys like, and this is just me as, you know, being the former, swing guy or whatever. But when you have guys like Quentin Spain and Ty Inseki as backups, that's legit. You know, when I look at teams that have a chance to actually go to the Super Bowl, I believe it or not, a lot of times I'll look at their backups because you know at some point one or two of these starters are going down at different positions. Are your backups good enough to get you there? And I would say at a lot of spots for the Bills, they really are. What's a little frustrating for me, you guys know I have an affinity for Buffalo. It's my favorite team of the five teams I played for. What's a little frustrating is right when their offense is playing at this high of a level, the defense is kind of taking a step back. And I'm wondering how much of that certainly Tuesday night was Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano not playing, and we'll see what happens tonight. But I'm also wondering what the other issues could be, because they've been so good on that side of the ball that it seems like it's a shame that when the offense is now what it is with Josh Allen playing this well, that the defense, unfortunately, is taking a little bit of a step back.
It's weird. It's the identity of the teams change, you know, Ross. But the good news is it might be just a middle-of-the-pack defense, but with the offense they have, they can still win a ton of football games. They've gone from a defense that was top five, and don't worry about it, if you only score 17 points, we're still going to win the football game, to a defense that, you know, maybe isn't going to be that, but, you know, they're going to give up maybe low 20s, mid-20s, but the offense can get to 30.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's be honest, too. There are no teams out there that have an unbelievable offense and a great defense, right? There is no dominant team. I think, you know, I do the Ross Tucker podcast every day. I think I had on Tuesdays, they do power rankings. I think I had the Packers number one on my power rankings. Well, they're clearly not some juggernaut team, right? I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have shown a lot on both sides of the ball, but I watch the Eagles. I do the Eagles pregame and whatever, preseason TV. I saw the Eagles with their backup score 29 points on the Steelers. So the 2 points I would make there is, number one, I'm not sure there really are very many, if any, dominant defenses. Chicago's got a really good one. But then also, to your point, Howard, like, okay, so the Bills' offense is really good. They're not, like, there's not going to be a team out there that's averaging over 30 points a game and only giving up 12, right? Like, if that was the case, then I'd be talking about, hey, so the Super Bowl parade should start in downtown Buffalo. It should end up, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard. I think the point is it's hard when your offense is scoring that many points for your defense to kind of be locked down, because on some level, you play to what the score of the game is, right? So when they've had some of these big leads, like the Rams game, at some point the defensive coordinator and the head coach, who's defensive-minded, they call the game a little bit differently, maybe not as aggressively, because they know, okay, we're up by 20 on the Rams or whatever it is. The only way we really lose this game is if we give up a couple of deep throws. Okay, so they play a little bit more passive, a little bit softer. And then next thing you know, Jared Goff's, you know, completing all these crossing routes and underneath stuff. The next thing you know, the Rams score 21 points. Like, wait a minute, what happened with the defense? Well, part of what happened to the defense maybe is that the Bills called the game differently because they had such a big lead.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were talking earlier, Ross, about tonight, like Sean McDermott and Brian Daboll. Dable's the play caller, but of course McDermott's the head coach. Like, when you play Kansas City, I wonder what is the head coach thinking about in terms of game management? Like, how aggressive are you playing? I'm going for it on fourth down. I'm going for it in plus territory. I need to hold on to the ball because I've got to get touchdowns to beat Kansas City, as opposed to bleed the clock, field position, shorten the game, all that kind of stuff. They're going to get their points, Kansas City. You've got to get more than they do. I mean, I know this just in, rocket science. You know, you win by you score more points than the other team. I think you got to be aggressive when you play against Kansas City.
Well, that's certainly what the Raiders did last week, right? I mean, they took some shots. Henry Ruggs, their rookie wide receiver, he was fantastic in that game. And I think you have to go into it knowing, even if you play well defensively, the odds are the Chiefs are probably going to score 30 points or darn near close to it. So you got to score more than that. The thing I don't like, and if you guys have inside info, let me know, but obviously this is a game where you'd really like to have Tre'Davious White with Tyreek Hill and and everything they got at receiver. You'd really like to have Matt Milano with Travis Kelce at tight end. And you'd really like to have John Brown, yeah, right? Because the Chiefs have shown that they could be had over the top like Henry Ruggs did last week. I'm not saying that there are positions where you'd be happy to have injuries if you're the Bills, but man, it just seems like those three spots, I mean, other than like Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, whatever. I mean, I'm saying those three spots where the Bills have injuries or guys that are questionable for tonight, those are like three of, I don't know, off the top of my head, seven or eight most important spots probably, yeah, when you're playing against the Chiefs. So hopefully those guys are okay. Hopefully they can play, because it makes a big difference if three of your top 8 to 10 guys can't go.
You know, before we let you go, you missed your opportunity, Ross, when we were talking about the Bills' offense. I swear I thought your answer was going to be it's the best Bills offense since I was playing there. Because, right? Bledsoe,
you know,
Moulds,
what?
Peerless.
I don't remember. So what's crazy about, like, so what's crazy about the 2004 season is our defense was unbelievable. Our special teams were amazing. Terrence McGee got me a watch because he went to the Pro Bowl as a returner. And our offense was like Moulds and Lee Evans and Willis McGahee, Travis Henry, Bledsoe was our quarterback. I still think to myself, I started 13 games that year. I still think to myself, I must have been terrible because everybody else on the team was awesome. Like, it still bothers me that we didn't make the – we started off 0-4, but that team had so much talent. Go back, like Sam Adams, Pat Williams, Schoble, London Fletcher, Takeo Spikes, Nate Clements, Lawyer Malloy. I mean, what were we doing? I mean, you guys, I give you permission to go back in time to 2004 and say, what the heck are these guys doing? How are they not 13-3 and we're going to the Super Bowl? I mean, I almost didn't even realize how much talent we had till now I look back on it. So it must have been the guy that started 4 games at center and 9 at left guard. He must have been terrible and held the whole team back. My bad.
Yeah, interior line play was probably the biggest problem of that team. Why don't you get in a plug for your podcast on radio.com before we let you go?
Yeah, Bet Sweats, 10 to noon every day, except for today when I'm driving up to Buffalo. I get a chance to talk primarily NFL, but we dive into other sports a little bit about the betting angle. It's so fun. It is so fun for me to give out best bets on Bet Sweats, and then when I'm actually watching the games, get mad at the Rams or get mad at the Giants or get happy. It's fun. It makes it more interesting for me when I actually have told people what they should bet on for the games, for sure. So check it out, Bet Sweats, on the radio.com app.
Well, have fun in town. I'm sure you'll enjoy being in Buffalo. It won't be the same since there are no fans at the stadium, but it should be a fun game tonight. And thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Of course, anytime. You guys know that. It's my pleasure. See ya.
Drive safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.